Have you noticed how a little girl in a new dress instinctively spins, watching the fabric float around her? She's not just playing, she's asking the most fundamental question of her existence: am I lovely? This question echoes through her childhood, adolescence, and often into adulthood, shaping her self-worth in ways that will influence every relationship she forms. Today's girls face unprecedented pressures, hypersexualized media, earlier physical maturation, and a culture that simultaneously tells them to be empowered while treating them as objects. The statistics are alarming. Eating disorders, depression, and self-harm behaviors have skyrocketed among young females. Even accomplished women like tennis champion Chris Evert admitted feeling completely lost without wins to define her identity, while Oprah confessed she didn't feel worth a damn without her achievements. The crisis is real, but so is the solution: intentional, informed parenting that recognizes girls' unique vulnerabilities and extraordinary strengths. Your daughter's brain is fundamentally different from a boy's. Not inferior or superior, just beautifully distinct. Until 8 weeks after conception, all brains appear female, but male brains then undergo a testosterone surge that radically transforms them. Female brains retain larger, better networked communicative and emotional centers. A girl's corpus callosum, the bridge connecting brain hemispheres, grows up to 25% larger than a male's, creating an 8-lane superhighway for emotional information. This explains why infant girls gaze at faces for emotional expression shortly after birth, and why toddler girls detect even slight vocal tightening indicating displeasure. Between 6 and 30 months, girls experience infantile puberty when their ovaries produce adult-level estrogen, bathing their developing brains and creating the intimacy imperative, the yearning to live within a safe web of intimate relationships. This is why young girls playing sports might stop to check on fallen opponents rather than pursue competitive advantage. For girls, friendship and connection typically matter more than winning. This sensitivity is their superpower, but it also makes them vulnerable to emotional wounds that can persist throughout life. John Adams called women's manners the most infallible barometer of a nation's morality. Today's culture often pushes girls toward brashness while parents neglect teaching basic civility. But being a lady doesn't mean hiding intelligence. Femininity and strength coexist beautifully. Start with fundamentals: proper eating, conversation skills, respectful responses to adults, good posture, and consistent please and thank you. Use a tennis ball to demonstrate dialogue. Conversation requires both people to throw the ball back rather than giving one-word answers. Tea parties make learning table manners enjoyable. Karen Santorum, mother of 8, teaches manners through classic literature and storytelling, believing children learn best through role modeling and identifying with characters. These social skills build confidence and poise, helping girls navigate unfamiliar situations with grace, crucial preparation for an increasingly uncivil world. A daughter's relationship with her father profoundly shapes her self-concept. College women discussing raising girls consistently focused on their fathers, revealing a common soul hunger for paternal affirmation. One identified her father's lack of affirmation as the foundation of all my insecurities, while another linked his critical comments about her appearance to disordered eating. Divorce testimonies were particularly heartbreaking. Daughters describing emotional shutdown, refusing to tell either parent they loved them. Yet healing was possible. One woman tearfully shared how her father worked his tail off to rebuild their relationship after divorce. Moving testimonies came from women with attentive fathers, like the pastor's daughter who felt worthy of him wanting to be with me through regular lunch dates, or the woman whose father, despite having 10 children, would nightly scratch their backs and pray, "Heavenly Father, thank you for a daughter like Sherry. Help her to find a godly husband in your time." Fathers should prioritize conversation, appropriate physical affection even during adolescence, one-on-one time, and consistent expressions of love. These gestures make tremendous differences in daughters' lives. The hypothalamus signals the pituitary gland, triggering estrogen and progesterone production. Suddenly, your sweet daughter becomes a moody stranger. This hormonal surge creates emotional instability lasting 5 years or longer, with moods swinging between anxiety, depression, giddiness, and elation. Understanding her monthly cycle helps parents respond appropriately. Week 1 brings rising estrogen and energy. Week 2 maintains confidence. Mid-cycle brings ovulation and progesterone, the bonding hormone that causes premature emotional attachment after just 20 seconds of hugging. Week 4 sees plummeting hormones causing depression and hypersensitivity. Parents should respond with comfort rather than logic during these fluctuations. Today's girls mature earlier. Average first menstruation dropped from 14.6 years in 1920 to 12.43 recently. Vanderbilt University research revealed that girls with close father relationships mature later than those with distant fathers. Early puberty presents significant challenges, as physically advanced girls remain emotionally children, facing greater risks of early sexual activity, depression, and substance abuse. Children ages 8 to 18 spend 44.5 hours weekly with media, making it a powerful super peer shaping values and behaviors. The threats are real. Over 300,000 pornographic websites exist, 1 in 7 children receive online sexual solicitations, and RAND Corporation research shows teens consuming sexualized media are twice as likely to initiate sexual intercourse. Parents don't need tech expertise, just understanding of what children use and appropriate oversight. Regular monitoring isn't snooping. It's wise parenting when harmful content constantly targets kids. Helpful tools include DVRs for positive programming, ClearPlay machines editing offensive movie content, and internet filters restricting inappropriate sites while alerting parents to access attempts. Create a written family media covenant and encourage positive alternatives rather than blanket bans. The stakes are high. Sexually active teens face significantly elevated suicide risk, with many girls self-harming after feeling used. STDs pose another major threat, 19 million new cases annually, with HPV affecting 50% of sexually active individuals. Medical research reveals casual sex with multiple partners rewires the brain through neurotransmitters, permanently damaging future bonding capacity. Despite cultural pressures, hope remains. 52% of high school students are virgins, and 3/4 of sexually active teen girls wish they'd waited. Young people are pushing back, like 11-year-old Ella Gunderson, who challenged Nordstrom's immodest clothing and organized a pure fashion show, drawing 250 attendees. Research confirms parental influence matters most. Teens with close parental relationships, especially mothers who clearly disapprove of premarital sex, are more likely to remain virgins. Quality time is crucial, particularly family dinners. 6 protective behaviors emerge: eating dinner together 5 nights weekly, attending religious services, checking homework nightly, demanding truthfulness, taking week-long vacations without electronics, and encouraging team sports. The most powerful protection is spiritual guidance. Women radiate beauty when they know they're deeply loved, a need ultimately fulfilled by God's love. Effective spiritual training includes discussing faith continually, teaching early prayer, helping memorize scripture, and praying fervently. Children ages 5 to 13 have a 32% probability of accepting Christ versus just 4% for teens. In this challenging landscape, your daughter still asks, "Am I lovely?" Your answer, delivered through presence, protection, and unconditional love, will echo through her life. Answer wisely, answer often, answer wholeheartedly.